You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Five Toys to Teach Your Kids the Basics of Engineering by Elizabeth Stinson. Today, learning about science and tech is all play. Well, and maybe just a little work. First up, the XYZ Printing Da Vinci Minimaker. You don't need to be a fab lab rat to work this simple 3D printer. Kids can design their own objects using free software or print a pre-designed trinket. Costs $250 and is good for ages 14 and up. Next, we have the Kano Pixel Kit. It's no retina display, but Kano's 16x8 pixel grid still dazzles. Make the LEDs glow using Kano's simple web coding app. Program the screen to display weather and stock data, or just create pixel art. It costs $80 and is suitable for ages 6 and up. Cubetto is next, a nifty kit that works like a physical command line. Each colorful plastic block represents an action. String multiple actions together on the board to make a program that the little mobile bot obeys. $225, good for ages 3 and up. Number 4 is Lego Boost. It combines regular blocks with motors, lights, and sensors so kids can construct robots, like guitars and kitty cats, that come to life. It doesn't work like magic, though. Making the bots move requires some basic programming, which Lego stealthily disguises as playtime using a fun, interactive mobile app. It costs $160 and is good for ages roughly 7 through 12. And finally, we have tech that will save us dough universe. Now, electrical engineering is hard, unless it involves malleable Play-Doh. Kids can build basic circuits out of the squishy stuff using this kit's controllers and connectors. A dinosaur with flashing eyes? A piano that plays a tune when you touch it? Sure. And through it all, the dough still tastes the same. Costs $135 and is good for ages 4 and up.
Hope you enjoyed this spoken edition of Wired News. And if you'd like more, search for Wired Science and Wired Business.